Hey everybody, how you doing? Today I want to talk about a horror movie that scared me when I was growing up. And I saw it on Tubi TV and man, this movie's still damn scary. I remember growing up, I used to tell people, what is the scariest movie of all time? Or we get this around YouTube all the time. What is the scariest movie of all time? And most of us, I would say 90%, I always get this, it's always the same answer, The Exorcist. And I did agree at one time, you know, because when the movie came out, people questioned religion, demonic possession, the faith between good and evil. And even to this day, it still affects people. I know people say it's not scary no more, but back then it was different. And even to now, I would say it may not be scary, but this time you still question the religion and stuff like that. And after the original Exorcist, let's make sure what we're talking about here. But as time moved on, and I realized, after thinking about it, I feel like this is the movie that was the scariest of all time. Because like The Exorcist, if you look at the movie closely, and let me just say what the name of the movie is now, since we passed the 1 minute mark already. It's called Prince of Darkness, directed by John Carpenter, created by John Carpenter, if I'm corrected, who's also a horror icon when it comes to making movies and horror. But this is one of those horror movies he did. And when I first saw this on HBO, and it's the way I feel now, still creeped out, still scary, the way that the setup is, the way the demons come out, or people get possessed by the demon. And it makes you question also religion, and also not only the paranormal side of it, also the scientific fact of it. Like, what if the devil was really an alien, then demonic, you know? What if aliens are demons? Or what if the aliens are like us, they have a soul just like us, and the demons are more, like, separated? But where this movie set up, it set up like Satan was an alien, and Jesus came to earth to warn people about Satan and the devil and evil and so on. And if you don't know what the movie is about, it's about these movies that went to people that went to the church to investigate this green liquid, which is supposed to be the essence of evil, I would say, probably. And it also makes a question about God. Is there, like, two gods? Like, one is a good god, and one is an evil god, an anti-god? Also, like, yeah, it also makes you question that, too. But anyway, well, these scientists start doing an investigation of the church, and there's some clues about the green liquid. This green liquid are possessing people, and one of the people they possess was this female, and you later find out that she's really Satan, trying to free her father, the anti-god. And they also showcase like portals with the mirror, water, liquid, like water, like game. It's like portals and stuff. So it makes you question all this, like paranormal, scientific facts, or what if not fact? Maybe like I say, questions, whatever you think it is. But the main thing is, Prince of Darkness was just creepy, scary, especially with the homeless people waiting outside the church. They were kill people who try to escape. There's some disgusting moment with bugs. Oh, I'm not a bug person. But all in all, man, I mean, shoot. Think about it. For me, I would say Prince of Darkness, to me, is the scariest movie of all time over The Exorcist after thinking about it a couple years back, you know? But to see it again, it still has more of an effect on me than The Exorcist did. And that's right now I'm talking about. So if you want to check this movie out, it's on Tubi TV right now for free. Check it out. Anyway, over and out.